You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, mark your calendars. Coming up on Saturday, August 28th, 2010, it is the third annual Lady Legends Charity Classic basketball game. And we have got it all, guys. You have got to be there. We're going to be at Christ the King High School in Queens, New York. We already have our Lady Legends for 2010. We've got former WNBA stars Kim Hampton, Teresa Weatherspoon, Adrian Goodson, Ruthie Bolton, Corey Halede, Andrea Stinson, Tammy Jackson, Linda Burgess, Chantel Trimeter, and we're adding every single day. So do this. Get over to LadyLegendsCharityClassic.com. You can get all the event details. We've got some great packages over there. So get over there, LadyLegendsCharityClassic.com. Get your tickets. Tickets are going fast. Get on over there, LadyLegendsCharityClassic.com, and we look forward to seeing you in the house on Saturday, August 28th, Christ the King High School, Lady Legends Charity Classic, third annual.
You seemed like a perfect fit for Phoenix. Everything looks good, getting ready for a new year, yet we heard a whole bunch about signing an offer sheet with New York. What happened? Was Phoenix a little slow in seeing the light with the free agent contract, or how did that play out?
I'm not sure if everybody in the Phoenix organization was a little slow. I think there was some miscommunications of what was really needed and what they really wanted. And New York, I have to tip my hat off to them. They came after me very hard. And even though I really wanted to stay in Phoenix, the one thing that I couldn't lose sight of was that this was a business. And if Phoenix had opted not to come after me as strong as New York, then I had to do what was best for me. Because in the long run, I have to do what's best for me, not for what's best for the organizations here. And New York came after me hard, and I liked what they were offering in some kind of way. Phoenix found a way to match it, and I'm happy to be back in Phoenix because I really enjoy playing here. And that was one of the most difficult times. It was a real difficult time, but I'm happy that it worked out. And I called and thanked the New York organization for even having that much respect for me as a player and as a person to come after me as hard as they did.
Hey, everyone. This is Janae Morris, your first choice for the Indiana Fever. You're listening to Dishing and Swishing on WSTR Radio.